You're with Cape Talk.
This is John Matham on Afternoon Drive.
One of the ongoing big international stories at the moment is the decision by the Supreme Court of Appeal in the United States to overturn the Roe versus Wade decision, which has been in force for nearly 60 years now. And as a result, the power is given to the states. There is no longer a federal decision that abortion is legal. It is now up to the individual states to decide for themselves what they are going to allow. We're joined now via Zoom by Professor Naomi Cohen. Naomi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you. Nice to be here.
Yeah. The fight now moves to the states. Is there a sense that nothing more can be done at the federal level until this bench with this particular balance between conservative and liberal changes back to a more liberal balance?
Certainly the Supreme Court has made its opinion quite clear that Roe versus Wade, the 1973 opinion that found a constitutional right to abortion, the Supreme Court has made it absolutely clear that it has overruled that case and subsequent cases that relied on that. So there is no federal constitutional right. On the other hand, Congress can act, and there are pushes on Congress, the U.S. Congress, to act either to protect the right to abortion as a national matter or to ban abortion as a national matter. So there is still the possibility for action at the federal national level through Congress. That's unlikely given the current split in the Congress. And instead, I think you're right, we are moving back to the states, and each state is going to adopt its own particular approach to abortion access.
And it seems from what I'm reading that roughly half of the states will in some way or another significantly restrict access to termination of pregnancy, and some will make it pretty much a non-starter under any but the most extreme of circumstances. There are midterm elections coming up. Is this likely to be the kind of issue around which there could be a voter rally which could change whether a Democratic government or Republican government is in power in the states to perhaps change that balance?
The midterm elections are coming up, and they very much dramatize that abortion is now going to be a state issue, and it will be what happens in the state legislatures. So we have, 50 states, the District of Columbia, and so in each state, so we're going to have this incredible patchwork. In terms of voter mobilization, it's unclear how much voter mobilization there will be as a result of the overturning of Dobbs, and whether this will in fact just make the states that currently protect abortion even more likely to do so, while the states that have enacted bans make them confirm in those states the enactment of those bans. So we can't, it's very hard to predict an election, as I'm sure you know. And so we're not sure what will happen at the state level. There are also, of course, seats that will be turning at the federal level, about a third of the Senate and then the House of Representatives. And so there might be some change. Predictions, however, are difficult.
And what this means is that women who want to terminate their pregnancies and who live in a state where this is not allowed or made incredibly difficult will have to travel, which means that those people who don't have much money are not going to be able to travel or able to travel under most difficult of circumstances. And so it is, again, it is the poor, it is the marginalized that are going to suffer most from this decision.
It is the poor and the marginalized. It is people who don't have access to travel funds to leave their state to leave their state, or for that matter, to leave the country to get an abortion in another jurisdiction. So it will be, the poor are already those most likely to get an abortion, and it will make it increasingly hard for them. There are also concerns that even for those who are able to leave their states to get an abortion, that they will be tracked. There are concerns about people who give those, the pregnant people, the pregnant women, advice about leaving the state. There is concern that those people might face some kind of criminal liability. So the most dramatic impact will be, as you said, for poor people. But even for wealthier state residents who can travel, there may also be some impact. Some companies have stepped up and said that they will pay for their employees who need an abortion to travel. Again, those companies are going to be facing difficult issues in the states in which they operate if those states decide that helping someone obtain an abortion is a crime. So this patchwork will play out. It's not just the right to travel. The right to leave your state for an abortion might be impacted because of the consequences for people who are helping you. So it's people who live in the states that protect abortion will continue to have access. But then even in those states, there is fear that the abortion clinics will become so overwhelmed that the wait time for an abortion will be longer.
And I mean, they're pills which are available, which are effective to a degree. And I presume there will be the same worries about those pills crossing state lines from states where buying those pills and using them is legal into states where it is not legal.
You're absolutely right. Yes, the medication pills can help terminate a pregnancy up until 9 or 10 weeks of pregnancy. And they have been proven to be safe, as we know. And the maternal mortality rate is higher from birth than from having an abortion. There are international aid groups that are providing access to these pills via prescription. And the question is, it's very hard to monitor the mail that is coming into a state, but there are concerns about using apps. If someone has used an app to access or has used their cell phone to access an out-of-state abortion pill provider, there are concerns about liability for someone who has within the state, for a state resident who has asked for an out-of-state abortion pill provider to send in those pills. So you're absolutely right. There are concerns not just about traveling out of state, but about staying in state and being able to access the abortion pills that are generally have been widely available, and because of the pandemic have become more widely available through telehealth options.
This bench has recently ruled, very, very recently, 6-3, that public school teachers and other staff can now lead students in prayer, and that is a significant undermining of a separation of church and state, which has been established precedent for quite some time. And it perhaps certainly raises questions about what other areas of established rights this court might look into and overturn.
Absolutely unclear what other rights might possibly be overturned. The fact that a football coach can pray after a football game at the 50-yard line does call into question some aspects of freedom of religion. The majority opinion in the Dobbs case said that the abortion decision, the right to an abortion, was very different from other rights, such as the rights of married couples to access contraception. On the other hand, the dissent in the Dobbs case, the three dissenting justices, warned that the majority's approach could be used to undermine other well-established rights, including the right to access contraception, possibly the right to same-sex marriage, and protect current protections for same-sex sexual conduct.
Thank you very, very much indeed for agreeing to talk to us. Naomi Cohen is with the University of Virginia, a law professor there.